right. What's good, brother? I know what's not good is porn. And if you feel horrible and stuck and addicted and weird, and you have been stuck in a rut with your porn addiction for a long time, then I have a message that I think will change the way that you think about yourself and about your habit, and will be the spark that gets you free. And the message that is on my heart that I want to share with you guys is that you're not weird. You're not weird. You're not weird. You're not. You're not a freak. You're not preferred. You're not perverted. You're not a loser. You're not. You are just in pain. You're just in pain, like everyone. And you have just found the easiest way for you to deal with that pain. That's all. That's all that's going on. And I know that we like to conflate with meaning the image of ourselves and view ourselves a certain way. You're not weird. In fact, you're not an addict. Let me make that really clear, my friends. The way that you label yourself is truly important, especially while you're trying to beat this addiction, because if you wake up every day and say to yourself, in the back of your mind, subconsciously or consciously, I am an addict, then every day you wake up, you will be that. Why? Because yesterday you were an addict. And therefore, today you're an addict. And if today you're an addict, then tomorrow you will be an addict. And this is the story of your porn addiction. You're not an addict. You're not. What you are is a man. You're a man, a person with a spirit. You're a son of God with an addiction. You are a man in pain with addictive behaviors and tendencies, but you are not an addict. That's not who you are. That's not your identity. It's not the person that you're meant to be, that you're made to be. You are a person. You're a man. You're a beautiful man, with a beautiful soul that God created you uniquely with, at this time in your life, an addiction with addictive tendencies. That is it. And you're not weird. You're not strange. Guess what? More than 90% of men on planet Earth that are of adult male age watch porn. And I'm not saying that as an excuse or a justification or rationale to excuse the behavior of men. Not at all. I'm saying that to help you understand that you're not weird. You're not strange. You're not a freak. You're not a loser. You're not a perverted freak of nature. You're not. You're just trying to live your life. And you have just found the easiest way for you to deal with very specific emotions, most likely from a very young age. That is it, my friend. That's it. And I'm saying this to help you understand yourself clearly and stop labeling yourself. Stop seeing yourself in a way that is not accurate. To have a little self-awareness and look at yourself more holistically. And it's not weird. It's just where you are right now in your life. And the reason you're stuck, my friends, is because you continue to label yourself as such. You wake up, you look in the mirror, you might not say this consciously, but you believe it deep in your soul. I am an addict, and I'm strange, and I'm weird. And I can't break free from this. I can't. You're not weird. You're not. Take yourself back when you first started watching porn. Imagine that version of yourself. Write a letter to that little boy if you need to, or have a conversation with that little boy. How old were you? 11, 10, 12, 9, 8, when you first experienced porn? Maybe it was by accident, right, in many cases. Maybe it was by curiosity, which is, we're curious, sexual beings, right? But then, more than likely, you were a bit shocked, perhaps surprised and disgusted. Intrigued, curious, and then it led you to wanting to continuously, progressively use porn and masturbate in association with that over years while you're a teenager, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. Is this how it happens? And little by little, you feel guilty, you feel not guilty, and over time, your guilt starts to fade away and you start feeling quite apathetic about your porn habit. You don't feel so bad about it. It's not that bad. And then sometimes it gets really bad. You start watching weird stuff. And then that shame kicks in. That dark cloud comes over your head. And you don't feel like you're worthy of anything. You can't even see the light. There's no God to you. You can't feel God in those moments. You can't. You can't see yourself accurately, what's going on. You are alone and you've isolated yourself. Right? This is the story of most men's lives. And so if you can look at your story more accurately, what's going on, in those dark times when you tend to go to porn, have tended to go to porn in the past, what emotions were you feeling that led you down that path? Most likely, you're a teenager that was trying to deal with stress from school, right? Stress from family environment. You didn't know how to label the emotion. You didn't know how to talk about it because you didn't understand it. Maybe you were dealing with loneliness. You were lonely because you didn't have anybody to talk to, anyone to go to. Your parents didn't understand. You felt from that very young age like you were a freak, that there was something wrong with you fundamentally. And even though you're perhaps a man of faith and you have high moral values and a moral code that you try to strive for, and yet you've been hiding this for a long time because it doesn't align with your values, and therefore you feel more shame. The pings and pain of shame are so painful that it keeps you hiding in the dark. So when you're a teenager and you're experiencing those emotions like shame and guilt and stress, boredom, loneliness, anxiety of the future, just overwhelmed with life, and you give that child, essentially, that teenager, unlimited access to the perfect drug imaginable that's free to use, easily accessible anytime, anywhere, any time you want, any environment, anywhere on the planet. And it leaves no physical ramifications on your body. There's no smell. Imagine you can give that kid unlimited access to that drug. Of course you're gonna watch porn. Of course. Because you never learned how to deal with the emotions. Of course you did. Of course you gravitated to the easiest, lowest hanging, addictive behavior to soothe the emotions that you could find. Of course you grabbed onto the most accessible drug to numb yourself that you could find. And if it wasn't porn, it was gonna be something else. All right? And many times it was. Video games, escapism behavior, right? Drugs, alcohol. And if your phone you could shake and cocaine fell out, you would probably be addicted to cocaine right now. That's the reality we live in, is that you can get cocaine level addictive porn anytime, anywhere by shaking your phone and cocaine falls out. That's the world we live in. And I'm not saying this to excuse or rationale. I'm here to help you guys understand yourself so you can stop blaming yourself, stop feeling like a loser, like a worthless person, and see yourself accurately as you are, as God sees you, as you were made to be, to see you who you really are. Is a being, a human being, that tried to deal with emotions that you never learned how to deal with. You never learned. You never learned. Did your parents sit down with you when you were 14 years old, or when you were starting high school, and say, hey son, like, you're gonna be really stressed and lonely at times while you're a teen, and I'm gonna help you figure it out. I'm gonna hold your hand. Not one time, every day, I'm gonna sit next to you, lie next to you, and I'm gonna hold your hand and walk with you in this journey. You're struggling, I'm gonna fight for you. I'm gonna ask you, how's porn going? How's your masturbation habit going? How's your sexual development going? How many of you had parents like that? Let me know. Let me know. In most cases, your father did not teach you that. Your mother did not teach you that. And that's not a blame on them. That's not. It's to understand. It's not a justification of the habit. It's to understand. And when you can understand clearly, logically, with your heart, then you will be able to address the actual issue at hand without the unnecessary supplemental baggage that you're bringing into this conversation, into your habit. Of what, I can't, I'm such a terrible, shameful piece of garbage, and I'll never amount to anything, I'll never find a spouse, because boo-hoo, woe is me, I'm so... That's your addictive brain trying to keep you addicted. Because what happens when you feel shame is that you feel more shame. And what happens when you feel more shame is you go back to the original habit that made you feel shameful in the first place. And then you spiral out of control. You do really well watching no porn, a few weeks, month perhaps. And then you mess up once. And you say, oh, woe is me. I'm such a terrible person. I can't believe I'm still addicted. And then you watch it again and you spiral out of control. This is what you're doing. You don't need to do that. You make a mistake, you say, oh, what happened? Interesting. What can I learn from that? Maybe there's a reason I acted out. Maybe there's an emotion that I was trying to deal with that I never learned how to figure out. Maybe I was feeling stressed or lonely or bored or anxious. And I never figured it out how to deal with those emotions. That's it. That is it, my friends. That's it. You're not weird. You're not. And I'm saying this off the back of many, many years struggling myself. Did you know that? Struggling myself as a single young man, as a high-achieving man of faith that believed that the sky's the limit. I started my marriage on a great foot, so high-hoped, ready to take on the world. I have children. I have 3 children. And even after my marriage, I struggled. It was hard, really hard. But I never took that into trying to make myself feel more shameful. And I learned how to bounce back and to make a learning experience and take everything and use it to grow, to have introspection, to grow and feel God more, essentially, to feel God more through the suffering. Suffering creates the greatest opportunity for growth. It's through suffering that we experience happiness and joy and peace, true peace. Because then we know that there's something by our side that's holding our hands through life. Something that is observing us and organizing our lives in such a way that we can't understand. You can't understand. You have no idea what's in store for you. You have no idea what God has in store for you. So it's time to surrender. You don't know how to do this by yourself. You don't know. But I'm telling you guys, you can quit today and never go back to it. You can't. And if for a second you feel, oh, I can't quit in one day. Why? Tell me why. Why is it you can't quit today? With conviction in your soul, tell me exactly why you can't quit porn today and masturbation today. Why not? Well, I need, it's going to take time to quit because I need to. Okay, why is it going to take time to quit? Well, you know, because it's going to take time because it takes time to heal. I need to heal and recover, and that takes time. Okay, so why don't you heal and recover? Why does that mean that you need to keep porn in your life in order to heal and recover? Why don't you do that, heal, without the porn? And it's the porn itself that's keeping you from healing because you keep using the Band-Aid solution to deal with your emotions without facing them, without facing your demons, without facing the fear, without facing that internal dialogue, without facing that devil on your shoulder, that voice in your head, or wherever that voice is coming from, without facing it and being like, that's not true. That's not even remotely accurate. Next time you feel that in your soul, I'm weird, I'm perverted, I'm a loser. Next time you feel that, guys, take a step back, observe yourself, and say, that is not me. That's not you. That's a part of you that is dark, that is insidious and subtle, but it is not you. It's the false self, negativity, Satan, call it if you want, whatever you guys want to call it. It's not you. It is evil. It is sinister, and it's not who you are. So you take a step back, look at it, and say, that's not me. I'm bigger than that. You are not an addict. That is not your identity. That's not you. You have an addiction. Yes. Yeah. You're not an addict. Don't say that. Don't believe that. You're God's son. You're loved. You're a person. You're a man with infinite, unlimited potential and possibilities, but you're keeping yourself stuck. You have been keeping yourself stuck. Your own self is the cause of self-induced suffering. 100% self-induced suffering is coming from you. So break free. You can do it. I want to offer you guys my completely free 30-day program. I made this program free for you guys because I just want to be helpful to as many people as possible. If you take the course seriously, it could change your life. It's only 30 days. It's free for you guys to take. I have nothing to sell you. And I don't want everyone to do it because you have to be high committed and willing to do the work. And if you're willing to do the work, this will change your life in just 30 days. All right? So check it out somewhere down below in the description or go to benuyama.com. And I really want to hear from you if this video has been helpful. I want to hear that. And I want to receive a message from you or email from you if my content is helpful for you guys, because that is why I do it. All right? Otherwise, just keep watching and be anonymously in the background, and you're still loved. All right, take care.